In grade 11, I joined the service Writing for the Disabled for two reasons. First, having the opportunity to work with children and add to the quality of life of those less fortunate was appealing. And secondly, my love for horses. Combining these two passions was ideal, as I know how calming and rewarding being around horses can be. According to their website, the Writing for the Disabled Association Singapore, or RDA, provides equine-assisted therapy, also known as hippotherapy, to children and adults with physical and mental disabilities. Now, whenever I was there, we would always only work with children and not adults. I have worked with young children in the past, often visiting local schools and planning simple activities to help them learn. This was always done as an after-school activity. I do have some experience in working with horses, as my family and I would often take some horse riding lessons when we were away on holiday. However, this was the first time I was able to work with horses and disabled children at the same time, so it was a completely new experience for me. Now, it didn't take me long to realize that patience was a major requirement for participating in the service. Many of the exercises that we asked the children to perform were really difficult for them, and we, as their helpers, had to demonstrate patience and encouragement. One of the activities we did was that the child would be on the horse, and one of the RDA volunteers would hold out a basket of objects like stuffed toys, bowls, or rings, a variety of objects, really. The child would be asked to pick a specific object from the basket. This was to help improve their cognitive abilities. For many, this seemingly simple task took some time to complete, and I had to be patient and wait for them to register exactly what the object was that we were looking for. It was important to be patient. There was no point in rushing them, because if I did, there would be no benefit in doing the exercise.